Carper stood by the fence at Union Ridge Farms to admire several boar goats.
Come here. Got a minute? Come here. Come on over here.
This goat's dad, he weighed over 500 pounds.
Whoa, my goodness.
Carper isn't kidding about the importance of the first state's $1.3 billion ag industry and worries proposed cuts to the U.S. Department of Agriculture budget could hurt its long-term health. He says smart investments by government and farmers can keep it growing.
You don't have to choose between good conservation projects and being good for the environment and frankly making money by farming. You can do both, and one reinforces the other. I think that's a great lesson for all of us.
Carper points to Norman and Gwen Pierce's farm in Townsend as an example. USDA funding helped them break their pasture down into four sections for their 20 boar goats. It's called more intensive grazing.
And we rotate them as they eat it down, and that prevents us from having to buy so much hay to feed them, so it increased our bottom line.
As I moved them, I would actually go out there and measure just to see how far down they've eaten the grass.
The Pierces also used USDA funds to install automatic water stations for the goats that work and refill year-round. Carper wants to make sure all First State farmers continue to have access to USDA funds to make projects like these possible. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.